1 Corinthians 1:4-9. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony about Christ has confirmed among you, or was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were all called into fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. This is Paul's letter to the church in Corinth, and he is starting his letter off with joy and thanksgiving and love. And then, I mean, the very next verses, verse 10 through 17, is talking about divisions in the church. How, you know, they're starting to divide about who they follow. I follow Paul, or I follow Apollos, or I follow Cephas. And Paul's like, is Christ divided? You guys aren't following the man, you're following Christ. We're following God. I love it. And in verse 17, he says, "For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, and not with words of eloquent wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power." Paul's saying, I'm not doing anything magnificent on my own accord. I'm not speaking to you out of some great wisdom that I have developed, or some massive, wonderful stories that I'm telling you guys. He's saying, I'm basically just preaching the gospel of what I've learned, you know, of Jesus Christ. And then verse 18, which is one of my favorite, most powerful verses, says 1 Corinthians 1:18, "For the word of the cross is foolish to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." Read that again. "For the word of the cross is foolish to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." Does that not speak truth in their time and even more today? How people who just don't believe, they can't believe, it's just complete and utter nonsense to them. But to us who are being saved, chosen, elected by God, it is the power of God. "For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Has God not made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. For the Jews demand signs and Greeks seek wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews and folly to Gentiles. But those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men." This is another one of those books. Just read from start to finish because it is great. So let me read 1 Corinthians 1:4-9 again. Let us rejoice in this together as followers of Christ. "I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him, in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony about Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord." God is good. Go among your day today and focus on Christ. Let me know if anybody is deciding on fasting or want to know more about fasting. And I'm been doing it on a more regular basis again, and it is just some of the most close and wonderful days when I do it, and how to do it and what to focus on and what to, you know, just how to do it right, instead of, you're not just starving yourself for no good purpose. Yeah, I love you guys. Bye.